Grum agat, Paul. Fedliv fad, me a chlishan dan son? Anwa. Is more an ordem camera the leave down to Colette and son, agus Trace Lean on laur nuile, na daan to Rave Lloyd a chasun mar dear ha, when you son a hennev agus asna daan to Beirle and son a leag si chama. Tos no me le daan dar tedo lung. Lehmen Rellner doshins on the main bearers, better than the main couple of focal wind on it retro homa lung. A mach as bod a honum regulate lung a hio lay her thing crown barachoil fishte ainte a clock brie on way is a head anum a glean and line in a sea of stink in a bog heats as clitter bidin cream harness deer. Bod och chas is shacht raw fangash less, agus kyan spar a ghoul and clavour did it. Bod gurheen steward adus stoma is stach sa hultra as a did it. Bimid galeir a tachta deer de hir mar hinna dhine. A deer in ea sha lina grain, nu ar halav creach again, is ni shea a anig an rian a agamid nar nieg. Na rian ein chrif, rian fyr fyny, rian linge tîn. Amach as bádín beog biosach cymryd oor, mar a bheach a gás glinne sa fiú sain, a hánamar galeir. This poem is, in translation, it's titled A Ship. And I was delighted to be invited by Daedalus publishers to take part in a project. Invited poets were asked to respond to items in the National Museum of Ireland. And I chose the Browter Boat, which is part of the Browter Hoard, which was discovered near Derry. And it's a hoard of gold objects from the 4th century BC. And the boat is a small little gold boat, and I wrote about that. And I was just thinking there that sometimes when you're writing a poem, you're kind of, you discover what the poem is about by actually writing it. And I think this poem shows us that maybe this boat would be a good symbol for Ireland, because we're actually all immigrants in Ireland, because Ireland is an island. So I was thinking this boat, this poem was written kind of during the immigration into Ireland, and I was thinking that these new immigrants are as much Irish as we are, because as I say, we all immigrated into the island at some stage. So I think that's what the poem is about. Every one of us came by boat, a ship that sailed the waves over, fitted with a tapering mast that passed vigor from the wind into the flesh of the people seated in the hold below. From a feather-like little round boat, I came ashore. A boat that had 8 thwarts and 7 oars along each side, with one to spare at the rear to port. A boat with a long, steady rudder, stretching aft from the stern. As a race, we are all forever making landfall. In this sundown land, or far away in places, and the trace we leave behind will no more last than the trace of a bird on a branch, the trace of a man on a woman, the trace of a ship on the ocean. Out of a small boat, neat and trim and golden, as if in a glass case in the museum, every last one of us came. The reference there, by the way, the three traces, I have to acknowledge that that's from an old Irish triad. I stole it for the purposes of this poem. The next poem I read is another poem which shows us as islanders and maybe what's so great about being islanders. Its title is Aegean. Homoinimer sheer, treated deer. Ni shea sheer na aeren few of vine. Zve gungolmer hal rhud, ags a stach erilan. Is lanimer ling gadonimer di troig. Is lemimer a machanson, is hiú límar dí an lúine isteach sa sáine. I leánigh sin go dastííon an taar a bhú sin bhain thugann an taí an mórta. Danamar sa bharige a feide ar ar na spéil, bhí fós an, fós an ad chiana a géin. I find the west of Ireland a particularly magical place for some reason. And for the last few years, I've been taking trips to Achill in the west of Ireland. So I suppose Cork people and Mayo people are sharing a certain pain at the moment. We're aching for an all-Ireland win. So I'll read this poem to the people of Achill. Ocean. We drove west across country, farther west than Ireland even, as we crossed a bridge onto an island and kept on till we came to a strand. Once there, we got out of the car to walk into the sea up to our knees. We are islanders who once in a while require that reaffirmation the great ocean provides. We stayed in the water, watching the horizon, still there, still as far away as ever. Next poem I'll read is, must admit, it's one of my favorite poems by myself. Again, I think it's a poem that you write, something kind of hits you, and you write a poem and you have a notion what it means, but then you learn kind of after writing the poem what the poem means, what the poem thinks it means, if you like. I'll read it in Irish first, of course. An leabhar ársa. Tóg an leabhar ársa so. Gúl an clúdach leathar ar a dul a léithe. Gúl na ciúisne ar na leathanagán ar scéithe. Agus an dúchor a leis a tréigam. Tóg an leabhar ársa so, is léige. Léig pe méid is áil nó is féidir leat. Feig peam is téir thar é an litreach ann atá géog. Scrisamach é an ocul atá mithe léir. Agus breac isteach focul de do chuid féin. Mar chlausúr, chuid focul eile as a dhéire. Scríg é an ní is áinat. Fút féin a thág a thum a lán anois. Din an méitio céim ar chéim, is chíhir dre ar chéile, líhe an chlúdig, scéhe an agiúsina, agus trégan an dúig, a dul ar gúl, chíhir an chnávirúd, a thárlúnt, don náur orsú, dianfur tráchtas úr. In English, it's entitled The Ancient Book. And as I was saying, the poem kind of tells you eventually what it's about. And the book to me, what I imagine the book is actually a manuscript, let's say an Irish handwritten manuscript with a leather cover on that. But I think this poem has to deal not just maybe with the Irish language and how the Irish language tradition is passed on from generation to generation, but I think it's about any tradition, like family lore, let's say, and maybe musical traditions and so forth, that it's only a tradition if it's constantly renewed and if it's constantly changed, if you like. So this is what was meant, I think, by going over indistinct words or adding words of your own, and particularly adding new material at the end of the book. I only realized this kind of after writing the poem and reading it a few times. The ancient book. Take this ancient book with its leather cover becoming moldy and the crumbling edges of its pages and the ink on them becoming faint. Take this ancient book and read it. Read as much as you want or as you can. Take a pen and go over any letters there that are fading. Delete any words that are indistinct and insert words of your own. Finally, add other words at the end. Write anything you want. It is entirely up to you now. Do all this step by step, and you will see by degrees the mold on the cover, the crumbling of the margins, and the fading of the ink reversed. You will see the usual miracle taking place. The ancient book become a fresh treatise. Paul mentioned there earlier that I spent some time in China. That's the wonderful thing from being from Cork. I was invited to go on a writer's residence to Shanghai by the Munster Literature Center, and they have a connection with the Writers Association in Shanghai. And that's how I got to go to Shanghai. This poem came out of that. Shanghai, when I was there, was a population of 22 or 23 million people. And a lot of strange things went on in the public parks. They're vital and precious areas in a city that's so crowded. And one day I was out walking in a strange part of the city, well, a part of the city that I hadn't visited. And I found this small public park. It's called Fujing Garden. And I saw this man doing Tai Chi in the garden. So this is my reaction to that. I read the Irish verse. In Ordeen Fujing. So Liam Godastheen, O Ar on Tai Chi. Tashi ille na porca quibli, a hina gena yachi. Gugunoch a lover, thermal na trocht an astroiden amach. Gudarigodish brat kionish, a nos or a shoe, a ta heart. Agus, mwilian mar a harlian, hul na bertaban og an a gultach a gano, nor hagan shiad fina rain. Dinan na galoin fiu, full laymen a hoot, trasna na plas oge fair. The rare rim across the shoe. A glacha came the or vowel came, or a bash the glass talunsa, a mask na de hispade. So leem ganinan far and tai chi, on taum of her mustad birna, a good duck of own, the spas, nach onda son archer. In Fujing Garden, Shanghai. It seems to me. The man doing Tai Chi wants to stretch every dimension of the public park with his arms, that his hands would hold back the noise of the traffic on the streets and cover all here under a silent sheet. And indeed, it so happens, the two women in business suits slow their walk as they come under his thrall. Even the sparrows hop across the lawn to the rhythm of his gait, as he takes pace after slow pace on the green patch of ground surrounded by skyscrapers. It seems to me the man doing Tai Chi stops time almost in order that a space not anywhere here should come into being. Lanamir Regla. Shanahan Dochid Shpis and Donso Vad Shirnish Achistan Toch Doch the Mochid Hain A Stoyan of Smiling Malev nor being Lev in the Dahanguch or Bonacum Tren Varan Brak Ni Lowry and She a Hillelo on Aitso is in the young Vonicht with Mahanga Nis Mointi Your Huig Mufreacho She Sach Fadoide is hide a draw an ish, shall taco away. Cog solon or in scra uchta, is trog shisa, green tichta. Ye faderly a tall, a hill or a marine, or mahal of hain, is false quiochna. A moher, idra chaher, will ha anim or gach kyonako, lame the fuckle or the corri. Time a tashtul train varan dach. Is a raw enim, a gachan vile own. Clayano, Clayne, Keel Darrow, Kildare, Vile Hall, Littleton, Cool Todre, or Darlington. Tanum Dochish, Sahlo Dog, Clayon Ancient, or Sterna Hart, Tanam dochus so chlos lu, fail ancient, a dull or chlos. A tashdul don tren varum brach, tamon dov goodian gal. The blue shuchter, master clam, is sphere on belach a hain. Is may on rudder a hall on temple, down tacht the roar on your adoig. A ha kushlein own nach nun sold, is clearly grown gur moor and road. Marian Hain is spoiled nach gusson old, I'm taunted like a kernig so road. Idr ha ra, idr ha oku, idr ha enim, idr ha agony, idr ha oit, idr ha hanger, a chaham mohel, idr ha hell. This poem it's an illustration of what it's like to be an Irish speaker in Ireland. And I must say, I have read in Ovale on site, on the spot before. And so it's a pleasure to be back in Cork, if it's only virtually. But I wanted to read a poem about Cork, but I decided, seeing so it's a virtual reading, that I'd read a poem virtually about Cork, in so far as it's set as a journey from Kildare to Cork. And it's my thoughts kind of looking at road signs and things like that. So it's called Through the Speckled Land. And it starts, she won't speak to me. She is the land, or the country, or the land, both of which are feminine in the Irish language. That's why I mentioned she won't speak to me. She won't speak to me anymore, this place. My tongue is received with poor grace. My roots penetrated only so far, and they wither now for lack of water. Salt was spread on the upper scraw and ploughed through to the lower layer. She can no longer nourish her brood in my own land as a stranger viewed. On the road between two cities, each of which has two names, I read the words on the signs. I am travelling through the speckled land, and every town here has two names. Clonmel, Clane, Kildare, Kildare, Ballaghaw, Littleton, Cuilitudre, Port Arrington. The native name in italic script, a biased telling of the lore of place. The native name in the lesser script, a muted telling in slow fade. As I travel through the speckled land, I move from white to black. My journey is taken aslant. The way I follow is zigzagged. I am the knight going the long way around, to attack from behind, to try to confound. But there are castles I can't assault, and clerics before me, proud and preening. I can't protect my own queen even. My road is blocked by lowly pawns. Between two hues, between two names, between two views, between two words, between two tongues, between two worlds, I live my life between two lives. Paul, one or two more poems? I'll go for maybe two then. This is a very recent poem. It was published in the Munster Literature's new Irish language magazine, Anas, the first edition of that. It was published in that. It's called Shachasishke, and I need to take a bit of a long breath for this poem. Shachasishke. Shachasishke, kadele ta sa variga vuar. Shachasishke agus eishke agus famuin agus fachashi, kadele ta sa variga vuar. Shochas ishke agus eishke agus famine agus fachashi agus porthoin agus glamig, kadele ta sa variga vuar. Shochas ishke agus eishke agus famine agus fachashi agus porthoin agus glamig agus soil, agus roant agus milta mora agus tanta guil glinuint na greinar, agus smuggly roin agus plankton, agus dainacha doracha da oil, kadele ta sa variga vuar. Shochas ishke agus dainacha doracha da oil, agus soil agus baha agus skion, agus oly ar oly ar oly, cadile tau sa varig a vuar. Plashtach, ha plashtach sa varig a vuar. Amali plashtuch of Savarigavur, the Tiada of Ishanga plashtuch of Budail plashtuch of Scrothi plashtuch of Savarigavur. Augusta Mikra Hornini plashtuch of Augusta Milta Milta Milun Mir and the plashtuch of Ille, Savarigavur. Chuchas Ishke was plashtuch, Katas of Varigavur. This is an English translation that I've just done recently, and I haven't read this translation live before, so here goes. Other than water, what does the wide sea contain? Other than water and fish and seaweed and reefs, what else lies in the wide sea? Other than water and fish and seaweed and reefs and crabs and lobsters, what else is in the wide sea? Other than water and fish and seaweed and reefs and crabs and lobster and brine and seals and whales and waves with the sun glinting on them and jellyfish and plankton and dark unfathomed depths, what else is in the wide sea? Other than water and dark unfathomed depths and brine and drowning and terror and roller upon roller upon roller, what else is in the wide sea? Plastic. The wide sea contains plastic. There are plastic bags in the wide sea. There are plastic strings and wires, plastic bottles and plastic crates in the wide sea. And there are plastic microbeads and thousands of millions of other pieces of plastic in the wide sea. Other than the wide sea, what does the sea contain? Sorry. Other than water and plastic, what does the wide sea contain? So I finish off with another old poem. I finish off with another old poem, I suppose I should say. Maybe I'll give me one more old poem. This poem was given a new lease of life there recently. It was set to music for the Irish artistic music effort, providing kind of operatic or classic style songs, like Lieder style songs for the Irish language. So I'll bash off it without singing it. It's called Skoilvan. And I'll finish up with this. And just thank Paul again and all of you for being here and listening. Skoilvan. Faim the Valha Irangai, Kurucht on Vreach, Kim Imlina the Hev, Amasin Shreti. When he rean orga, I rean us again. Is he shin gilly the hoo? Is mo na banto? Is tu an illavan? The hall live, temple or mahullin or a docht son ehu. Agus tanoil or hool mavinoil. Chisum a guihil in a lure soon. Mortus farige the hall vama yam. Is he the gairi fain tear the gorm? Elor tinoil is aimant loverto. A aimant darko an illa ar. Skoil to a Vogenmer's Islet, tre hirehi croit in a meet of gallant. A chnick to Yanura wine, is a heen to Gachla ohin, le hirey in a grain, is an adult fair. Timlina a leeru, merska a mashkletu, the hoor of the tachuhu, er a mile on vrech. Shadow Woman. I get your scent on the wind. Perfume from the heather. See your side outlined in the hills. The golden sun rising above them is a brightness of your eyes. You are more than a woman. You are all women. Your arms about my body on the bed at night. Your breath on the back of my neck. The wind rustling in sleeping foliage. The swell of your white breasts rising beneath blue silk. At a gathering, you are adamant, attracting glances from every man. A shadow moving as you please through the demented dreams of a thousand men who saw you once and see you every day since at sunrise and sunset. Your profile defined as a shadow in the hills, your perfume carried from the heather on the wind. Ramil Mahabhat Glaze.